We shall remember them. We've heard that said and responded to that for many years. 100 years since the end of the First World War. People have gathered in villages and towns and in cities, in churches, cathedrals, around war memorials erected in parks to remember those who have given their lives in service to God, and rightly so. Of course, remembering is more than simply bringing to mind the loss of loved ones, as important as that is. And we shall be remembering those who have gone from this parish, both from the First and Second World War. But remembering is more than that. It's meant to make present and real the past, and therefore to reflect with pain and remorse upon that which has caused the death of countless numbers of young men and women, and people who have not really been connected with war but nevertheless have died as a result of it. Winston Churchill wrote just before war was to begin, he said, a strange temper in the air. Unsatisfied by material prosperity, nations turn restlessly towards strife. National passions, unduly excited in the decline of religion, burn beneath the surface of nearly every land with fierce, if shrouded, fires. Almost, one might think, the world wish to suffer. It's a rather sobering set of words that Winston Churchill reflected upon, and reflecting as he did upon what might lead eventually to war, and of course, ultimately, it did. And I suppose Jesus was saying something similar 2,000 years ago, and he reflected that there would always be wars and rumours of wars, a kind of inevitability, that's what mankind does to one another when they become dissatisfied with things in life. It's a part of the sinful nature of humanity. It's where it ultimately can lead. It's what happens which leads ultimately to good and innocent people having to suffer because it seems the only way to redeem an awful situation. So today we do remember. We do remember those people who were willing to give their lives in those two wars, the First and the Second World War, but also other wars since. And we see it unfolding on our television screens all too often. But today is a day that is special in the sense it's 100 years since the end of the First World War. And I have here an active service testament. This big, not very big, but it was given to every soldier that went to war in those days. And they went, they were very young, some of them, and many, many didn't come back. But in this testament, which is the New Testament, if you didn't know that, it's actually the New Testament of the Bible telling the stories of Jesus. And inscribed on each inside cover was a message from Lord Roberts, a message to the troops. And it was written, and this is what he said: I ask you to put your trust in God, who will watch over you and strengthen you. You will find in this little book guidance when you're in health, comfort when you are in sickness, and strength when in adversity. And I think that's probably the case. Though many chaplains, padres as they're called, who used to be there with them on the battlefield, often reflected that many of the soldiers didn't necessarily go to war with any faith at all. But many that they ministered to at the time of death, when they were dying, as a result of their wounds, would often want to have a prayer or communion or to be anointed with oil on their heads because they realize the awfulness of their situation and the situation for which they gave their lives. They wanted to know, ultimately, is there more to life than this? So this little book went with them, and some soldiers, and there is a number of stories, I looked it up on Google, you can do these things, and they would carry the New Testament in their pockets, and some who were shot, actually, the book saved their lives because the bullet did not penetrate into their vital organs. But I think the Bible is about more than that. It's about bringing comfort and solace to people who are struggling during their lives and bringing words that are required when you just don't know where to turn. That's what Lord Roberts, I think, had in mind, to find comfort in times of adversity. And therefore, today, apart from remembering those who have died in wars, we are going to have a communion service here, because it was in the context of communion that we remember that Jesus told us to always remember what he went through when he died on a cross, to bring hope for future generations and to lead us to that place where we could find forgiveness and healing. And we remember because we hope that somehow bringing the past will into the present, as painful as and real as it is, won't happen again. And we're speaking particularly about war and situations of war. And that we do have to keep on remembering. Jesus said, whenever you eat and drink, which is why we're having communion, whenever you eat and drink, remember me, and remember what I came to achieve in this world. And of course, you know, 2,000 years since, people are still gathering in churches like this and having ceremonies such as this to remember the God who is always present. And it's why today we also take time to remember the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the one who had done no wrong but was willing to go to a cross and to die for the world which he loved so much. And those are things that we take with us and hopefully find strength from as we think upon these things. So in this little book that each active service member received, they will have found such comfort. And we heard two scripture readings today, one from the Old Testament, which is not in here, where the hope is declared, there will be a time, you know, when there will be war no more. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And also in the second lesson that was read from Paul's letter to the Romans, which is in this little book, we hear how it is that nothing actually can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Nothing at all. Not life, not death, nothing at all. And one can imagine that those who were in their last moments of their lives would want to believe that with all their hearts, mind and strength, because what else is left? So I commend the words of this little book to you. You can find one in any good bookshop and take them to heart, because they do bring comfort, they do bring strength, and they do bring hope, because they speak of a God of hope. So let us turn for a moment to pray and to give thanks to God for the ultimate sacrifice.